keep reaching to be free.
Hey, thank you, Stevie. Welcome back here to the final segment of Let's Get Local on this 21st of May, 2022. So, unfortunately, we won't get to talk with Shilpa Shankaran from Kosha Ayurvedic Spa, but we will get her on an upcoming show. So, something must have come up, and that's okay. It's, life happens. We all understand that. But really looking forward to learning more about Shilpa and her story and her wonderful business here in Madison that she has created to help bring wellness to so many. What a great story behind it, too. I'm really excited to talk with her. So we're going to get her on an upcoming show. The website, if you're interested in learning about more before then, is Kosha. So it's KOSASpa.com. KOSASpa.com. Kosha Ayurvedic Spa here in Madison. Wow. Going to be fun to talk with Shilpa Shankaran here at some point in an upcoming program. So there are some happenings. We mentioned the local leadership conference with DBL. Let's talk about a few other things happening right now. Earlier this week, now I don't know if you know about this, but earlier this week, it was Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And some people may know what that is, and others, like me, didn't even hear of it until we did some research and found out what it was. But really, it's about digital accessibility specifically for everyone. So making your digital presence, social media, website, pretty much anything that goes out digitally accessible to all, including people with hearing disabilities, including people with vision impairment and or blindness, and just some other challenges that can be, including the vision impairment piece. There are a number of reasons why people might be visually impaired, but we have a very big growing population that is aging, and vision becomes an issue for most people as they age. So this is also thinking in that mindset. It encompasses a big part of our population, and it's going to continue to do that as we go forward. So Colin Murray, the executive director of Dayton by Local, talked with Denise Jess, the executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. And Denise gave some great insight into what that is and what that means and what that looks like. So I encourage you to also go to Dayton by Local's YouTube channel or their webpage, DaneByLocal.com, and you can watch that interview with Denise and learn some things. Learn some things about and ask yourself, both on a personal level, with your presence and things you put out on social media or what have you, and if you have some sort of professional presence online, whether it's at your company, whether it's a company you own, a company you work for, whatever the case may be, are they incorporating some of these things? Are they incorporating some of these things so everyone has the ability to access, experience, intake that information? And that's something that Denise is going to talk about. She's talked about recently. She will talk about it at the conference a little bit, but also just the welcome, how to make those individuals feel welcome and want to engage with your organization and or do business with you. That's part of it. If you're not reaching them, look at how much we do online right now. Think about that. Look at how much we put out on socials. Look at how much we try to connect with individuals, customers, friends, whoever, neighbors, everybody online. If you're leaving people out because you're not making that information accessible to them, that's another area where you can achieve greater success. Number one, feel great about incorporating people, everyone in the community. But number two, from a business standpoint, those could be customers for you or for your business or for the company you work at or for the nonprofit you work at. Those could be people that want to engage with you or support you. So really enlightening stuff. And again, for so many of us that maybe don't have some sort of challenge or disability, we just don't think of it because, as Denise has said, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes it's that simple. So we got to open our eyes, expand our awareness. And that conversation with Denise that's on the Dane by Local website is really great for that. So I wanted to point you in that direction. Also, keep in mind that Dane by Local just has a number of activities that go on throughout the year. And so there is you can keep on top of those things. You can sign up for the newsletter, get updates on members, get updates on other happenings that are taking place. There are breakfast meetings that we have every other month. So the odd numbered months, we just had one the second Tuesday of May. There'll be one. The next one is the second Tuesday of July. So mark your calendars early from 8 to 9:30. There are opportunity to participate in that breakfast. It's networking. There's great food on site. If you want to head over to the Dane County Humane Society, which is another wonderful member of Dane by Local and an incredible organization in our community, they host the breakfast. And that next one's going to be July 12th. But I want to put that on your radar because those breakfasts are open to members, but also open to the public. So just put that on your radar. And if you'd like to be a citizen supporter of Dane by Local, those opportunities are out there too. So we also on the show, you know, sometimes our members are doing great things. And well, local businesses, but in particular our members that we want to highlight. One of them that just put out a press release here yesterday is Delta Beer Lab. So I'm really hopeful to have someone from Delta Beer Lab on the program again soon to talk about this specifically, because for the third year in a row, Delta Beer Lab, I'm having problems today, huh? Delta Beer Lab is releasing its Black is Beautiful beer to benefit healthy black agricultural workshop provided by Urban Triage. So Urban Triage is having a healthy black agricultural workshop, and Delta Beer Lab has again released their limited edition Black is Beautiful beer, a black IPA if you know beers. And proceeds from that, a certain percentage of sales from that is going to go to support Urban Triage, and specifically the Healthy Black Agricultural Work Group, which addresses the root of health disparities and inequalities in the community while providing the space and opportunity for healing for black families. So again, it's that food, family. And if you don't have food, it's a strain on family. There's so many things that fit together, right? And if we don't have our essentials met, how much more challenging does that life journey go? Is it? How much more challenging is it to find success, to find opportunity? And this seems like a simple thing, but again, food is a key element to survival as a human being. So the beer is going to be released at Delta Beer Lab Tap Room on June 1st, 5:30 p.m., with a presentation starting at 6:15 p.m. So if you know, we've talked with P.O. here on the show before. You know, Delta Beer Lab has this great model where they don't have tips. Any tips you leave at the lab, that actually goes to as a donation to their nonprofit partner that they have selected currently. And they rotate that and raise money for different nonprofits around the community. They've done a fantastic job of that. The numbers that they've raised, the amount of dollars just from community engagement by taking that approach has been phenomenal over the years. I think it's only been about 3 years they've been doing that, and they've had great results. But it really is an impactful piece of a business. It's another way that a business can create something that's benefiting nonprofits or organizations or some societal issue, but also find success for themselves through that process. So I love the forward thinking there by P.O. and his team. And, you know, he, a quote from him here, he just said, we wanted to make a, Black is Beautiful beer people want to drink in the summer. Our intention was to make an IPA that happens to be black. We added dark malts at unconventional times to extract the colors. This is getting sciencey now in beer. But so if you're a beer person, you like to make beer, you're going to love this stuff. And so, you know, they kind of experimented with it and made this thing that has roasty flavors found in stouts and porters, which are often less sought after in warm summer months. But this beer has a medium body and accentuates hop bitterness and flavor. So 100% of the proceeds from Delta Beer Lab's 2022 Black is Beautiful Black IPA go to Urban Triage. 100%. That's commitment to change. That's what Delta Beer Lab has been all about. Positive change in the community. So kudos to Pio and the team, Speedy and Will at Delta Beer Lab for everything they're doing. I wish you a good and happy rest of your weekend. And thanks so much for tuning in. Pizza Box will be up in just a little bit. Dame by Local Leadership Conference on Tuesday. Head to damebylocal.com for tickets. The moment I wake up, before I pull on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair,